And that Kuvavam at base, the Bada Mishnah. Yoshav ha'echod ala Pesach v'loy milu. We hit, this is a hemshech of the previous Mishnah, Tzvi shenichnas l'bayis. A Tzvi entered a bayis. So Kozman, the door isn't locked, so there's no tzeder. Yoshav ha'echod ala Pesach. So someone sat down by the opening of this bayis, v'loy miluhu, and he was not memalei the cholo. That means the tzvi, if he wants to, he can walk out. Yoshav asheni umiluhu. Now a second person comes and he's memalei the cholo. So because of the second person, the tzvi is now nitzut. Hasheni chayiv. So the sheni is chayiv. So Rashi says, Hasheni chayiv, shehu tzodoy. Now, there seems a mashmois from the Mishnah that what would be if both would sit down together. The Mishnah says the case of chiyuv is that the first one sat down already, and now the second one, now there's one space left over, and the second one sat down. So then, the second one is chayek shehu tzadoy. He was the one that made the tzeder. Lafuki, it would seem, what would be if both come together and both would sit down together? It would seem that then they would be potter. So the Avnei Nezer asks, why should they be potter? It is shnaim shasu, b'zei neyochel, b'zei neyochel. Fakat, each one cannot block the opening of the door himself. So both go and sit down together. So both should be chay. Ot shnaim shasu. And la'alocha we paskin according to Rabbi Yehuda, that shnaim shasu, b'zeh eina yochel, b'zeh eina yochel, we paskin that you're chay. So why did the Mishnah tell us that tzir of chiyav is only when one is sitting and the other one came? Then the second one is chayav shehu tzodeh, but by say shehein tzodeh, why say if both would be tzod by sitting down both together, they'd be potter. Avnei Nezer says amoyre de keteretz, and he says as follows: the whole halacha of shnayim sheosu, boze eine yochel, veze eine yochel, that the halacha is that both are chayav. That is dafke if both of them did one maisa. For example, the Mishnah before says as follows, that a tzvi went into a bayis, and both of them shut the door. V'no'alu shnayim. The door was a heavy door, that each one mitzad atzmai was unable to shut the door. And both shut the door. So then the din is that both are chayim. And there's along this, Rashi says, what's the lomdus? The b'loi ihu loi misavda. That means, so we are saying, who should we be miyaches the shutting of the door? So we miyaches the shutting of the door to each one. Because without Reuben, the door would not be shut. It's a heavy door. So we say that Reuben made the door shut, and Shimon made the door shut. So memele, so we miyaches the whole pool of tzeder to each one. So the Avnei Nezer says that is davke if two people shut one door. If two people carry one masui. So we say the haitzah of the masui is to each one, because without each one it wouldn't have been. But he says, our Mishnah is a unique case. Each one is not doing together one pula. Each one is blocking a different area. That means Reuven is blocking the right half of the door, and Shimon is blocking the left half of the door. So there, each one is only doing a chelik of the melacha. So memeila, there is no din of shnayim shasu chayiv. There, the din is that since each one is doing a chelik of the melacha, he's not doing a ma'aseh tzeder, and he's not doing a ma'aseh tzeder, and you're not miyaches the pool at each one, since they're two different chalokim. And he brings a moire de keraye to this yesod from a Rashba in Baba Kama. The Rashba in Baba Kama says two halachas. Halacha one, he says, if you will have 10 people, shehiku bebasachas. You have a man standing here, and 10 people hit him bebasachas, and he dies. So the din is that all of them are potter, because each one took away a miktsas nefesh. You need kol nefesh v'loy miktsas nefesh. But what if 10 people would push together one person into an aisha, into a boyer, that all 10 of them will be chayiv? Because it's called, since they're doing b'shitves, one maise, so a miyach is the maise that occurred to all 10, and all 10 will be chayiv mise. So that's what he wants to say pshat in our Mishnah. So the Mishnah is saying, in order to avoid, it shouldn't be shnayim shosu, so we need that the oise should be one, that means one sat down already. So now, who is making the maise tzeder? The second one. Yoshav horishayin al ha-pesach umiluhu. Now here we have a very interesting halacha. The tzvi went into the bayis, and a person comes and sits down al ha-pesach umiluhu. Ubo ha-sheini v'yoshav b'tzidoi. Now a second person comes, and he sits next to him. Next to him means that either in front of him or in back of him. So Memele, he's also blocking the entrance. The second person came when already the entrance was blocked from the first person. Af al pi she'omat harishen v'olach loy. Even though now the Rishon went away, and the Sheni is continuing to sit here, Harishain chayev v'hasheni potter. The Rishain is chayev. Well, that is Bebeson, no chiddush. He says the Rishon was chayev as soon as he sat down. The minute the Rishon sat down, he made a ma'aseh tzeder. V'hasheni potter, and the Sheni is potter. So now the Mishnah is going to give us a moshul. Why we need a moshul, we'll see in the Gemara why. But that a person went, was noyel es beisoy, v'nimtza tzvi shamol besoychoy. And we find that Tzvi Shamo B'Seichai. Now, to understand pshat in the moshul of the Mishnah, there are a few pshatim, pshat in the moshul. But let us, before we see Rashi, let us see the Ram. The Ram brings down from the Ramban, which are two pshatim in the Mishnah. Then we'll come back to Rashi. The Ran is in the Dafei Harif, Daf Lamed Ches Amed Aleph, the second Ran on our Mishnah. Halamaze Doime, Ma'acher Shenitzud Al Yedei Rishayim, since he was Nitzud through the first person, L'noyel Beisai L'Shamroi, V'nimtza Tzvi Shamur V'Seichai, Perish, Kigoyim. Sheyesh tzvi b'soich habayis. So the Ran says pshat in the Mishnah as follows. There was a tzvi in the bayis, va'adeles megufa, and the door was locked. Closed. Now megufa means that it was closed, not locked. But Baruch Hashem, a tzvi does not know how to turn the knob. So lemaise, if the door is closed, the tzvi is trapped. Hushamo bekach. Ubo ze v'noal oid b'manu. Now, he went and he put a lock on it. He put a lock on the door. Before, it was closed, but you could open it up. It was possible. Someone's going to open up the door, the tzvi is going to go out. Now, he put a lock on it, that the tzvi is there, he's stuck there. Av al pi shemoisif loy shmira al shmirosai. Now he's creating a bigger shmira. Now, according to the Ram, why did he put this lock over here? He put this lock because he wanted to make sure that the tzvi is going to remain inside. That was his kavanah. Shemoisif loy shmira al shmirosai. That's why he did it. Muta. Af al pi ken it is muta. So, l'chayre, one could say, you are also a tzod. If he wouldn't have locked it, shemoho you had lost a sniftochay. So, memele, even though there was a shmire, there was a tzede, but this shmire was not a shmire brure. This door, someone can turn the knob. So the tzeder of the tzvi, let us say this was considered an 80% tzeder. By making a lock to the door, so now we are making 100% tzeder. We don't say that. So the same thing, the Sheini is permitted to sit next to the Rishon. Why? Same thing. Since when the Sheini came, so already, the Tzvi was Nitzud already. So the Tzvi was Nitzud. So Memela, what I'm doing, Kimin Sharishin, Mili Esapes, Arabo, Bishalachash, Nistali Korishin, Nisher Hatzvi, Nitzud, Machmas, Hashaini, Geit me reichet non, Geit me nicht on. Afal Bishalachash, Nistali Korishin, Nisher Hatzvi, Nitzud, Machmas, Hashaini. Inami, we'll explain this, but just let's see the second marshal of the Rab. Kigoin, Shahoyo Tzvi, Kosher, Bebayizeh. The first marshal was that the door was closed, it wasn't locked, and he went and locked it. Inami kigoin shayotzvi kosher babayze. V'noal sha'af al pi shenitaratzvi. So he locked it. He locked the door, or he shut the door. So what did he accomplish? That even though the tzvi was tied, sha'af al pi shenitaratzvi, Ein oimrim lo ze she yiftach es bei so ikede she yeitze yatzvi kide she besho she noal beheter noal when he shut it he wasn't making a maise tzeide because when he shut it the tzvi was nitzit so memele so geit me nishto av ze ha sheini kiven she besho she yoshav beheter yoshav Ein mechai v'noi se listalik mishom la'acher shenistalik horishayim. So we're not mechai of him to take away, to get up when the rishon goes away. Now, according to these two pshatim in the Ram, the Mishnah is giving us a marshal, and let us appreciate the marshal, and let us appreciate what the marshal is being mechadish. The marshal is telling us that Lemaise Bishas, he made the lock. Bishas, the purpose, the Ran learned Pshat, the purpose he made the lock was, the purpose he made the lock was, he wanted to be Moisef Shmira. He had an intent of Tzeder. He wanted to make sure that Tzvi is going to remain there. That was the purpose. Aval Pikein, he's potter. Why is he potter? Because of the Ran says, because he didn't do anything. It was nitzed already. It was nitzed. That is the chiddush. It was nitzed. He didn't do anything. Kivin shebishor shenol beheter noal. This was done beheter. This was done beheter. So memele, what is this called? So the lechayre, the lomdus is that you are not mechuyev to be tzod an animal that is nitzod already. That is lechayre, that's the beheter noel. You're not allowed to be tzod a wild animal. But an animal that is now captured, there's no issue to be tzod it. So memele, I'm allowed to make a bigger shmire. Beheter noel. Now, so the Mishnah is giving us a mashal, so the same way over here, the same way over here, when I sat down, when the second one sat down, so Lusa Behetza Yoshav, the first one was sitting there, so Memele, I'm not Mechuyiv to get up. Now, let us see Taisvis 1 minute. Ve'imtoyma, Ma'ulme Hach Mehach. Taisvis asks Akasha, Ma'ulme Hach Mehach. What is the Moshul better than the Nimshul? He says, let us try to understand Taisvis Kasha. He says, what is the Moshul? The Moshul was that the Tana understood that when I closed the door, L'chayre, well, let us say that would be pshat, and we learn according to the Ran. When I closed the door, I had an intent to trap the tzvi, to ensure that the tzvi is going to remain there trapped. That was my intent. I had such a kavona. Pavol Pekin, that's called behetanol. You're allowed to do it because b'shas I trapped him, which I trapped the trapped tzvi. So there's no iser of tzeda whatsoever. So that was the model. So here it's also the same thing. When the second one sat down, he was trapped from the first one. This is not Nebshat and Taisvus Kasha, but I just want to explain. So L'chayre, so my Ulma Hai Mahai, my Ulma Hai Mahai, so they both are the same. You're telling one Moshul, both are the same Lomdas. If you're telling me that the first one, the one who locked the door is not doing anything wrong, it's Behetel, because there was a Tzvi that was Nitzu there from before, so here the second one that is sitting there is not doing anything wrong because the first one was sitting there from before. Now, if this would be Taisus Kasha, and if Taisus would have learned like the Ran, the Kasha finds sich nicht on. Why? Because there's a Yesodistik Echilik between our case and the case of Noyel. What's the difference? The difference is, when he was Noyel the Deles, he didn't do anything wrong. Right? Because he was Noyel a Tzvi that was Nitzit. There's no such Isser of Tzed in such a case. Fine. Afterwards, the Ran says the Tzvi got freed. He was tied. Let's say the second marshal of the Tzvi. He had a tied Tzvi, and he was pulling on the rope, and while he shut the door, and then when he shut the door, the Tzvi was tied. Now, the Tzvi, after 15 minutes of attempts, he freed himself. Now, what is happening now? Now he's nitzed because of the Noyel. Now the Noyel is not doing anything. So the Ran says, but maybe let's tell him, Rabbi Yid, open up the door. So we say, you shouldn't open up the door. Now, over here, we can understand it, because before I didn't do anything wrong. Now it's nitzed because of the locked door, but I'm not doing anything now. I mean this. Masha Enkein, in the case of the Mishneh, of the Nimshul, here he's doing something. That means he sat down when there was a first one there. The second one sat down when there was a first one there. So then he wasn't doing anything. Fine. But now the first one moved, and now the second one, why is he nitzed now? Because you're sitting here. Oh. So it's called, you are now making a ma'aseh tzedek. Not doing a ma'aseh, but your being here is a ma'aseh tzedek. So the ma'aseh, did be a svara to say that this should be also. Without the Mishnah, I wouldn't be medama these two halachas. Because over here, you are being now taught by remaining sitting here. It's not like the marshal. The marshal, the door's locked already. So before, when he did something, he didn't do anything wrong. He wasn't, the behavior was trapped. Now that it's not trapped, I'm not doing anything. Masha'en came over here, in our case, he's still sitting. The Aval Pekin, the Mishnah is telling us a Chiddush that this is still mutter. So the Emerson, L'chayre, if Taisus would have learned like the Ran, it wouldn't be schwer Taisvis Kasha. So it's a Meire Dike Mai Ume. Here we're telling a Gewaldike Chiddush. And Avnei Neis asks, he doesn't understand Taisvis Kasha. Does not understand what Taisvis is asking. And L'chayre, if Taisvis would have learned like the Ran, it's taki very schwer Taisvis Kasha. Now, let us see Rashi. Rashi says, ha sheini ze lemadoime ma'acher shen nitzoid al yedei harishen, since he was nitzoid al yedei harishen, linoyel es beisai lishomroi v'loi lotzoid. Now Rashi l'chayres says klol, and Rashi learned lishomroi. It seems not the way the Ran learned pshat lishomroi. The Ran learned pshat lishomroi means to ensure that it will remain nitzot. That's how the Ran learned pshat. In the Chiddush is, af al pi ken you're not mechuyev, because if it's nitzot, you can't, there's no chiyev tzeida an hadover hanitzot, but that is the Chiddush, that the lishomroi was to ensure it remains nitzot. Rashi weiss doch heus, l'noyel es beisai l'shoimroi v'loi lotzai. You had there a tzvi that was nitzud in the house, and I shut my door without kavone of I shut the door. I mean, I have a lot of things, I have the leicht and I have other things in the house, I'm shutting the door, l'shoimroi, to be shoimer the chafetzim in the house, sh'loi l'shem tzayda. The nimtzot tzvi shuhu nitzot kvar shomu besoichet. That means I shut the door l'shem shmiret, not l'shem tzedek. And there was a tzvi that was nitzot kvar shomu besoichet. Is memele aval pikein. So that's mutter. V'chein hocha. So let's see the law. Venimtsa chain af al pi shaomadarishain ein ze eloke shaimroi litzvi shahoyaloi meesma. This ein ze eloke shaimroi litzvi shahoyaloi meesma. So now, according to Rashi, we would, from Rashi, we see that v'nimtza tzvi shenitzet kvar shomu b'seichai, that v'nimtza tzvi shenitzet kvar shomu b'seichai is eichet garnish, is afal pi shomu darish, and ein zel kishomroi l'tzvi shayeloi meyesme. So it would seem from Rashi that tachsach mir, that let us see Taisvis. Let us see Taisvus. Vim Taima Mai Ulma Hach Mahach. Taisvus Esta Kasha Mai Ulma Hach Mahach. The Nira Leriva, the Salke Daitoch, the Bo Vyoshav Betsidoi Litzer, Mishum the Metzi de Lohoisev Shmira Litzvihuva. Now, that's the Chmir Taisvus learned the way Rashi learned. That L'shaimrei means that by Noyel Beise L'shaimrei means he closed the door not to make a shmira for the tzvi. He closed the door to protect his house. V'loi lotzai. So L'maise, so the Mishnah is telling us that even, so there when he closed the door L'shaimrei, So let us speak about the Rabbonon, so let us speak about their eyes. Me their eyes, after he closed it, let's say it also would be garnished with garnish, the way the Ramban says. The Ran says, ain't say dach et say that. But maybe me the Rabbonon would be a mokim lesser. So when the Mishnah gave a moshul, so the Mishnah said that the moshul is talking about that he closed his door, l'shamrei v'loi lotzei. So he had goal, there was no kavonis seder, not only wasn't there a seder the araisa, there was no kavonis bechlal of seder over here. And later it came out, because of this door, the tzvi is nitzot. So the Mishnah is telling us that even though in this case, why was he sitting by the door? He wasn't sitting by the door, this person that was sitting by the door, he wanted to make a tzeder. This person that was sitting by the door, he wanted to make a tzeder. Afal Piken, and that's what the Ribbah said. The Salka Daitach the Bo, the Yoshev Bitsi de Litza. Mishum de Merzi de Lois of Shmira Litzvil Bo. So I would think this should be Yosser Alkaponimi de Rabbonon. Because his sitting there was Taki for Akabonis Seder. Afal Piken, it is Mutter. Afal Piken, it is Mutter. That is, so it seems Taisvis and Rashi learned that the case of Noel was L'Shaimroi, and here it's also Mutter. Afal Pishama Darishin, Einze Ela Kishaimroi Litzvi, Shahoyeloi Me Esmer. Since L'Chayre the Lamdus is even though it is since Mina Torah there was no Maisa Tzeide, so this is considered a Maisa Shmira L'Tzvi Shehoi Eloi Meyesma. There's a Meiridik Mechudishtik Mogen Avraham that wants to fe'emfer a Taisvus Yomtev Zakashe, and he wants to say Pshat in Rashi, in this Rashi. Let me first tell you the Taisvus Yomtev's Kashe. The Taisvus Yomtev asks that, he asks a Meiridike Kashe, that in the case of the Mishneh, that there was someone sitting, someone Bo Rishin V'Yoshev Eitzel HaPesach, so he's being Tzod the Tzvi. There's a second person who's sitting next to him. So the Taisvus Yomtev asks, so when the first one gets up, so he leaves. So L'Chayre, he was blocking the door, now you have L'Chayre the second one in front of him. So when the first one gets up, the Tzveita Anshul to get up, I want to go out. So he goes out. So when he goes out, so now there's an empty space. So after he leaves and the second one goes and sits down, so the Taisvus Yomtev asks, so the second one should not be chayav al tzeder. As if the Taisvus Yomtev akash. And the Taisvus Yomtev, because of this kasha, says the first one did not go out through the front. He went inside the house and went out through a side entrance. He did not go out through the front. So Lamaisa, but if he would go out through the front, he'd be chayav. The Magen Avraham says, Amoyre Dike Chiddush. The Magen Avraham says that even though the second one moved away and there was an empty space there, and he came back and sat there, since the Tzvi was nitzud already, Ein ze ela kishaimroi litzvi shahoy aloi me'esmer. So he says, Pshat and Rashi, Amayr de Kechidish, which all the Achroinim disagree with him, he wants to say, Amayr de Kechidish in Rashi, that Rashi holds that if the Tzvi was trapped by the first one, so now we have a trapped Tzvi. If we have a trapped Tzvi, even though the door opens up again, and this person goes and sits down again, so this is not considered a new Tzeide, this gets considered Kishayma L'Tzvi Shehoy Eloi Me'esmo. Amayra D'Kezaf. Estes, the Magen Avraham understood Meleches Tzeide is to take a animal that was loose and trap it. But after it was trapped already, so Memele, so it's not considered, so now I'm being Shema a trapped Tzvi. Not I'm being Tzoda Tzvi. I'm being Shema a trapped Tzvi. So Memele, Afilu, there was an empty space. And the Magen Avraham says lahaloche. He says lahaloche. He says people have chickens in the house. He says so when they go out of the door, they open up the door. How are they allowed to close the door? So they're trapping the chickens. So since the chicken was already trapped from before, so this is called not I'm making a maise tzeide. It's considered I'm making a maise shmire. And that is what the Mishnah is telling us. And it comes out it's amu'uyim de kechidish what the Mishnah is telling us. The Achroinim are Chaylik and the Magen Avraham, they say, Chas v'sholem, that such a loch is zichan ar emes, because the concept is wrong. As soon as the door is open, they give a moshel. The Chemed Moshe gives a moshel. He says, what happens if you'll have a tzvi that was tied to with a rope, and then the rope got untied? So I'm allowed to tie it again because it was once tied already. It was tied, now became untied, so it's not trapped anymore. So Mamela, if you tie it again, so you're trapping it again. So the same thing, how did this Tzvi become Nitzid in the first place? The Tzvi became Nitzid by sitting in the door. The Tzvi went in by itself. So the whole Maaseh Tzedah was by blocking the entrance. The minute the entrance becomes open, so it's Nitzid already. So going again to sit, the Slum is now called, I'm watching a Tzvi that was Nitzid. Now you're making a new Maaseh Tzedah. So all the Achayinim are chaylik with the Magen Avraham, that is zichanat mutter. That means if when the first one got up, the opening of the door became open again, so then they tied it was zichah biyosa. But al kaponim, it would seem from Rashi and Tosfos that they learned pshat l'shoimroi does not mean to ensure, to enhance the tzeda of the tzvi, l'shoimroi, they seem to learn pshat is that shaloi v'loi latzoi. They wanted to be shoimer the chafetzim in the bayis. And the Mishnah is telling us that is the chilek between the first case and the second case. That the first case, avol pi, that there we don't have the slumdis, it's also kishoimroi l'tzvi, even though really he had kavone to be tzaditzvi. But since there was no maisit seide, because it was nitzit from the first one, so memeila it's keilu he was noil the delas lishmeres base. In both have the same aloch. This is lachayre pshat and Rashi and Tosfos. Before we'll see the Gemara, let us just see the Ran for one more minute. The Ran brings down a very famous Rashbe. And the Ran is Chaylik, and we have a Moiridika Machlekes HaRishayim. The Rashba is the second line where the lines get wide. V'HaRashba Zal Kosav B'Loshin Hazeh. Ubirishalmi nire shehitiru linol betchile beisoy halt amoyre de kechidish. That the Rashba says that the Rishalmi would seem that is permitted linol betchile beisoy velishma beisoy utzvi shebesoychoy amoyre de kerashba. The Rishalmi it says that if a person has a tzvi in his house, and the door was never locked yet, the door was open, and he comes and sees there's a tzvi in his house, and there's an open door. So he has two problems on his head. Problem number one, he has an open door, ganavim are going to come in to take away his leichter. So in the middle, that's problem number one. Problem number two, he has a tzvi there, and he'd love that the tzvi should be trapped. So he goes and shuts the door, for both purposes. Not only to be tzadit zvi, he wants to shut the door also, lishme mashe bebeisai. Nire, birishalmi nire, so the Rashba says, sheitiru linel betchile beisai, ve lishme beisai, utzvi shebesoicha. If he has a double kavone, shmiras beisai, utzvi shebesoicha, it is mutter. Vekivin shu tzorech lishmer beisoy, since he has to be shomer beisoy, aval pisha yedei kach nitzud atzvi memele muta. That is muta. O bilvad shelo yiskaven lishmer es atzvi bilvad. If he's shutting the door only for that purpose, only for shmiras atzvi, so then he's a tzot, then he's chayev. That's a tzot. But if he's shutting the door for a double purpose, purpose number one, lishmeres beisai, and purpose number two, lishmeres atzvi, so the Rashba says it is mutter. Then he brings down a raya from the Yerushalmi. Let us not go into the Lashon of Yerushalmi. Let us skip three lines till after Adka Lashon Nezal. Zok Tehele Keran, udvarov tmuyim be'einai harbe. The Ran says, I can't begin to understand this Rashbe. Hayech efsher sha'afilu b'miskavim. The Rashbe says, linel badoye ba'atzvi. He's doing a pu'ula for two purposes. He wants this, the door should be shut, else the ganovim should come in. But he's also shutting the door to make a ma'aseh tzedek. Yehei mutar. He has to shut the door, so the male is allowed to do a melacha b'Shabbos. The Rashba says, if he has kavona to be noil b'adatzvi, it is mutter. The Ran says, if he only wants to shut the door for gadovim. But if he knows that the tzvi is there, he's doing it for a different purpose. So Memela, that is the Ran Stein and the Rashba. Afilu, he's not doing it l'shem tzeder. He's doing it only to shut the door, but if he knows that the tzvi is there, he'll be chayit. La halacha, we don't paskin like the Rashba. We say it's an issa skila, we don't paskin like the Rashba. To try to understand a little the Svaris HaRashba, I saw the Avnei Nezer wants to say as follows. Avnei Nezer brings down a Rosh in Bava Kama. The Rosh in Bava Kama says that there is one of the, there's a mazik of Shevis. The mazik of Shevis is if you make a person, a Yemavatalim in Melachtoi, so Mamela Yechayev to pay Shevis. So the Gemara says, Ahatke Badrunye. What would be if I take a person, I put him into a room, and I lock him up, so that's Chayev al Shevis. I made him, he's unable to work. The Rosh says, what will be the din if he wasn't the room already? And then I just shut the door. So the Rosh says, then you're not Chayev al Shevis. That's called a Groma Baalme. That means he was there in the room. I just shut the door. I'm not letting him out. But that's not called, I made him that he can't do malach. That's called a grom abal. So, Avnei Nezer says, if that is called a grom, so why does the Mishnah say, Tzvi nichnas lebayis v'noal echad b'fonav ischayiv? If I brought the Tzvi into the house, so it's called I was sold the Tzvi. But if the tzvi came by itself and I shut the door, so why isn't this called a grom? I'm not letting the tzvi out. Why is this called I was tzod the tzvi? So the Avnei Nezer wants to say, because by Shabbos is a bezunder alochem meleches machsheves osratayim. So since my intent is to be to tzod the tzvi, so it's considered like I made a ma'aseh tzeder, even though in yesod it will be considered a grom. So he says the Rashba holds, when is it considered a ma'aseh tzeder? If the whole purpose of doing this is only to be tzod the tzvi. So even though theoretically it's a grome, but there's a special din of melechus machsheves also toyer. But if I have another intent for shutting the door, I want to be shayme beisei also. So then this is considered a grome, and you're not high. That's what Avnei Nezer was mitzadet to say pshat in the Rashba. Zog de Gemara weiter. Omar Rabbi Abe, Omar Rav Chiya Barashi, Omar Rav. Nichnese loy tziper tachas knofov. So Rashi says, tachas kanfei ksusoi. That means somehow a tziper got entangled in the bottom of his baggage. Ve'ein yoche lotzeis, and the tziper can't get out. Sheninau befonov me'elov. So the Lashon of Rashi is unclear. Sheninal b'fonav me'elav. It would seem like he's locked out me'elav, that means the begodim are trapping the beged. The tzipa is nichnes tachas kanfeksu, so you're now he's stuck, he can't get out. Yoishiv mishamroi ad shetechsha. So Rabbi Abba said that he's allowed, Yoishiv mishamroi came. So that's, it seems the chiddush is he doesn't have to take off his begodim, he doesn't have to give the tzipa an opportunity to get untangled from the beged. Yoishiv mishamroi came, he sits down and he, in this matziv, the tzipor can't get out. Ve'enoi tzorich leftoich loy chaloin, de'enoi elo shomer. Loshon of chaloin and shomer is very unclear over here. Rashi means an opening in the beged. Feisnish klo the exact mashmoyis of Rashi. But al koponim, Rav Abba said that a person has this, since the tzeide, the initial tzeide, occurred because of the tzipor, the some emele, that what is happening later, he's not doing anything. Yoishiv mishamroi ad shetechshach. Mosiv Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, Yoshev horishin ala Pesach imoluhu, ubo asheini viyoshev betzidoi, af al pi sheomad horishin v'holach loi, Horishen chayev v'hasheini poto. So we heard that even though that the tzede came about through the rishen, and now the rishen went away v'olach loy harishen chayev v'hasheini poto, my love poto avol oso. It's poto avol oso. So since the sheini is being misaviv now at tzede, the Gemara learned the Mishnah did not say muta. The Mishnah said, Potter, but I say it's Osami the Rabbona. So Memele, so here's also the same thing. Here's also the same thing. Since the Yoishev Mishamro Yachetechshach, since by not doing anything, Yoishev Mishamro Yachetechshach, so it should also be Potter Avalosa. That means, I says, the Mishnah told us that even though the first one did not do, even though the second one did not make a ma'isa tzeide, but I'll call upon him, it is also midarabona. That's how the Gemara understood. The Gemara understood potter avalosa, it is also midarabona. Midarabona, since now he's doing something to contribute to the tzeide of the tzeda of the tzvi, so it's also, so here also the same thing. The Yoishiv Mishamer is also doing something to contribute to the tzeda of the tzipa. So the Gemara says, Loi Potter Umuta. No, you're not learning the correct shot in the Mishnah. The Mishnah means it's Potter Umuta. Hachinami Mistavre, Midiktoni Seife. The Sefer is Ichemuta. It's Memele, and the Mishnah gives a marshal that this is Doime to Noil Beisoi. So I say this is also Muta. Zogt Rashi, Lenoil es Beisoi, the Chol Adam Oisin came. Here again, Rashi would seem to say, not like the way the Ramban learned. He was noil as beisai, not to beloy lotzai, the way Rashi says in the Mishnah. So Mamela, he is not doing anything to enhance the tzedek. So that is zichemuta. So and the Mishnah says lemoza doime. So Vaistais, even though in the tzir, in the first year, he is doing something to make sure that the animal should remain nitzut, but the Mishnah is medame this to nail as beisai that is not doing anything. So we see that this is potter umuta. Shma mino. Ike da amri, omar Rav Nachman ba Yitzrok, af anana mitanin. He wants to bring a raya to Rabban.
My love, potter umuta.
And the Gemara, loy potter avalosa. So the Gemara, you want to be gerai? The Gemara says, no, it's potter avalosa. So the Gemara says, you can't say that. Hami diktoni seifa lamaza doime. L'noyel es beisei l'sham roivenim tzutzvi shamo besoichoi. Echlau de potter umuto shma mino. The Gemara brings the rai taket to Rav Abed, that taket pshat is it's potter umuto. Zog the Gemara weiter. Omar Shmuel. Kol Pturei de Shabbos. Wherever it says Potter Mesech de Shabbos, Potter Avalosa. Lebar Mehani Plas. There are three cases, the Potter Umutter. It says Potter, and it means Mutter. Chodaho. The first case is Afal Pishama de Rishin Boloch Le Rishin, Harishin Chai Vasheini Potter. So here it means Potter Umutter. Umimai de potter mutter, diktani seife, lemoze doime, lenoiles beise, leshamroi, venimza zvi shamo besoichoi. So from the moshul, we see that the nimshul's also potter mutter. Veidoch, amafis musa beshabbos. If a person has a boil that's full with pus, and he breaks open the boil, he makes an opening, that the pus should run out. So the loch is as follows. Im lasis lope, if his whole intent is that he should make a peh, an opening in this boil, and the kavone of the peh is lahachnis ha'avir lohoitzi es aleicha. So if he wants to do this, he's chayim. So this is called a meloche dir. He's chayim either als boine or als misakin mon. But if his whole intent is to take out the pus, so then the din is that's potter. So Shmuel is saying that this potter means not it's potter, it's mutter. Umimai de potter or mutter. This nan, we learned machat shel yad, little boas akoitz, that a machat shel yad is not mukze in Shabbos. You're not allowed to sew with it, so it should be a kli, so it should be muktzeh. Now since you could use it to little boas hakoyt, so therefore it is not muktzeh. So here's a shimush shel heter. Let us see Rashi. Hamafis mivakeya mulse. He's opening up. Mulse is that's a lotion of pus. Im lasis lope, but the sefta toni hochi. Im le kilfo, the lasis lope, keder sheroifim shalach shevoisim, the misakin lo pesach. He wants to make a pesach, chayiv, mishum boine pesach. He is chayiv als boine. And Rashi says, yesh binyim ba'odom, in ksubis, it says, vayivin as atzeilo. Oy mishum misakin keili, or this is called tikkun keili. Mali lisakin make, mali lisakin keili. This is called a tikkun. This is a tikkun to the make. Ve'im lohoitzi leicho shalachshov, if the whole intent is not to be merape the make, the whole intent is now to get rid of the pus that's there now. That's bothering him now. That means he doesn't need this pet. He's not interested at all in the pet. For the whole purpose of the pet was that the pus should get out. Now he doesn't need a pet anymore. Potter umutter, the ain kan tikkun. There is no tikkun. Rabbona nami legoza bo shvus mishum tzaira. The lashon of Rashi would seem, Taisva says that the heter of mafis mursa is because it's a malocha shein tzricha leguf, and according to Rav Shimon it's mutter. Rashi says potter umutter the ein kan tikkun. Rashi seems to say a different lamdas. Rashi seems to say, we once mentioned a Rav HaMagid. We once had such a svara in Taisvis. Taisvis disagrees with that svara, but we had such a svara that's what the Gemara says in Sukkah. If a person has if a person is, takes off the anovim from a hodos, by taking off the anovim from a hodos, he's misakin the hodos, because before the hodos was posel in the tila, anovim meruba meyalo, and now that he took off the anovim, so it is muta. It becomes now, it's muta to be used, it's like, it becomes kosher, and so he's chayva, it's as a misakin money. So Taisus mentioned the svara, and the Rav Magid also mentions the svara, that if he has a different hodos and he's not gaining any benefit from that, that there are no anovim on this hodos, so it is not considered a mesaken money. Tikkun money is relative. If I need it and I'm deriving benefit from it, that's called a tikkun money. If I don't need it, so Mamela, even though Be'etzem there is a tikkun, but since I don't need it, it is not considered a tikkun. That would be the mashmois of the Loshna of Rashi over here. Rashi does not say it's a malocha, Shein Tzricha Legufe. Rashi says, Umuta the ein kan tikkun. Rashi says it is muta because there is no tikkun whatsoever. If I don't need it, it's a gate mil nishton. So this opening, Tarza Vetista Miyad get Marich nishton. So it's not considered that I made a tikkun. That would be the mashmois of the Loshen Rashi. Umachet shel yad niteles b'shabit. You're allowed to be metal to la machet shel yad because it has a shimush little bos hakoitz. V'hayni dum yedelecho de mitzalo v'ein echoishish im yisose miyad. For Rashi it would seem the same shaila by little asakoit is by lahofis mursa. Here you're also making a pesach. It seems from Rashi, when you take out the splinter, you're making a new pesach. You're not luchayre by a splinter. It's not muchach. You're making a pesach. The splinter made the pesach. He just want to take it out as a shail of chavala. We'll see in Taisus. Rashi seems to learn that the iser is you're making a pesach. Ve'nechayshishim yisosim miyav. It's a gate in the shanvaitazoy. V'kamar niteles l'chatchile. So you see, if segeitem nishton, so we have this lomdus ein nechoshev tikkun. Machet shel yad, hi machat shel teifrim bo begodim. This is used to sew begodim. Mishum dektoni ba'do v'shel sak lifteich bo sadelas, that was used in place of a key, kol lo lahai machat shel yad. Let us see Taisvit. So Rashi learned the Tzushtel because in both cases you're making a Pesach, and in both cases it's a Geitel Nishton with the Pesach. So therefore, it's not considered a Tikkun Moneh, but Mokim Tzal Goes. Taisvit says a different Mahalach in the Sol Gemara. Taisvit says, Mimai, the Potter, Mutter, Disnan, Machet, Shal Yad, Little Bo, Sakoit. Lamai, the Masik, Bereish, Perik, Hanachnokim. The Osi Kerab Shimon, it's going according to Rab Shimon. Osi Shape, the Mairi, it's speaking about Afilu Vadai Chovel. We are speaking about that if I'm going to use this Macha to take out the splinter, I'm Zicha going to make Dam. The Shaila is about Chavola. And why is it Muta? Umishum She'eino Tzricha Legufo Shori. This is a Malocha She'eino Tzricha Legufo. That means my intent is to take out the splinter. I'm zicher going to make dam. So I'm called a machaven. It's a psikresha to make dam. But since I don't need the chavola, so it's a malocha shein tzricha legufo, which is only osel Rab Shimon midarabono. And then, b'mokim tzaro, they were makel. So memele, here's also the same thing. Here I'm making a pesach. And I don't need the pesach. So it's a malocha shein tzrich leguf. I'm not making the Pesach for the Pesach tzorich. I'm making the Pesach to get out the lecha. So I'm not doing it for the purpose that it was done in the Beis Hamikdash. He says I'm doing it for a different purpose. My mel malocha shein tzrich leguf. Avolafi may the porich hosam. The Gemara that sad over there. As vahod is nan machet shal yad little bosa koitz leichesh del mechovel. The Gemara then held. The Gemara that said that it's not a psikreish. So then the whole heter is al tzdovel sheine miskaven. So then it's a pella. So how could you bring a raya for mafis mulsa? That mafis mulsa is mutter for machad lital esakoids. Machad lital esakoids. You're not doing any malocha. It's maybe you might make dam. So it's a dovashayne miskaven. It's not a psikreishe. So my male, a dovashayne miskaven is mutter take. Masha ain't can over here. Here you're zicha making a pesa. No, it should be awesome either rabbanon because it's a malocha shein zricha legufa. So my male, it could be me the rabbanon tzaka osafel abamokim tza. So my male, so that's tois viskash. According to that sadden the Gemara, how can you prove for machat little as a koitz a mafis muses mutter b'mokim tzav. Like poshe toche minei shaper, so you can't be poshe. The b'mafis muses, the b'vada yoyse pesach, shemi yeyosa. V'oi meri, v'afilu l'may desal kedai tachosom, poshe tshaper, the mistaver, the kekula alma osye. He says, in the havamin of the Gemara, that the Gemara does not a psikreishe, but mistama, this halacha goes according to Kulam. Afil the Rabbi Yehuda. V'kiv in the Rabbi Yehuda, the osa ba'al medova shein miskavna, afil ain a psikreishe. According to Rabbi Yehuda, dova shein miskavna is osa min ha-toyre. By Shabbos, it's osa mit Rabbon, and Basfelt, and Leches, and Machshevis. So, memele, so according to Rabbi Yehuda, should be osa mit Rabbon. Va'af al pi kein state, allowed to be noitel as a koitz. Ishori hochem mishum tzara de gufe. So Rabbi Yehuda was matir to take out a koitz, even though there's a possibility he might make dam. And the melacha shein tzricha gufe is also mid rabbana. Afal pikein, it is muta b'mokim tzara. Lo b'shem enami b'mafes muset, ava melacha shein tzricha le gufe, shor chatchila mei haitayne. That is the second part of the mutter. The idoch, and the third part of the mutter, hatzot nochosh b'shabbos. If a person captures a nochosh, im isasik boi shelo yishchenu, if the purpose of the tzeide is that the nochosh shouldn't bite him, so lochay again, this is a malocha shein etzricha legufe, potter. Im lerefu, if he's capturing the nochosh, letzeirech refu osoi, chay. Umimai de potter umuta, it says potter, snam, koifen, lachatchila, one is permitted to be koife ka'ora la ner, bishvil shaloi techa is bekoire, he has a ner that is burning and he's afraid that because of this ner, the top beam of the house might start burning, so therefore he's koife akore, bal tsoye shal cotton, bal akrov shaloi yishoi. And an akrov should not bite him. So we see hastis that what? It is permissible to be tzod the akrov. So memele, zmuta koifen. So memele, so this potter is potter amuta. The Bach asks a very interesting kashe. The Gemara Brocha says that, if a person is davening Shemayna Esra, afilu nochosh korach ala kevoi, he should not be mafsik. So the Gemara says, davke nochosh, but not akrov. A nochosh, it seems, is not a sakone. An akrov is a sakone. So that is the Bach's kashe. The Bach asks, what's the tzushtel akrov to nochosh? Nochosh is not a sakone. So there the only heter is melocha shein tzricha legufa, so it could be it's also mid rabbono. Akrov is a sakone. Exactly what he answers, I don't understand. But al kaponim, that is his kashi. Let us see Rashi. Ka'ore shel cheres. Ka'ifin lachatrile. V'loi sheyechabes anei. Now let me mechabe the ne'er. Because here the Mephoshim explained, because here, it's, even though it's also malocha shein tzrich legufa, but there's no b'mokim tzare. So here they asserled to be mechabed the nail. Hastes, b'mokim hefsted, they asked, afke b'mokim tzar, they were matter. Hashmin in the clean nittel, at solos dovo shein in nittel b'shabbos. Alakrov shloi tishach, v'ahal gav dem emele mitzit, so we see they were matter, m'loche shein etzricha legufe, b'mokim tzar. Hodron alocha oirik. Zog te mishne. Shmeine shrotzim ho amurim betoire. The shmeine shrotzim which the Torah speaks about tumasam. So these shmeine shrotzim had sodom, if a person captures them, v'achoyivul behem chayiv. V'shar shkotzim, we'll see soon, see in Rashi, what the chiddush of the Mishnah is. V'shar shkotzim rumosim, not from the shmeine shrotzim, achoyivul behem potter. Had sodom, it depends. Litzayrech chayiv. Shaloi litzayrech potter. Chaya ba'oif shebir shusoi, hatsodon potter. Here it's the opposite. Here hatsodon is potter, v'choivu behen is chay. Let us see Rashi. Shmoyne shrotzin, acholet v'achbo v'goyim. Hatsodon chaya, shebeminoi nitzit. This is, Tosfos explains, because the shmoyne shrotzim have oil, they have skin, which is used for leather. So memeletz minay nitzot, people capture these animals, these shrotzim, l'tzayrech, they derive benefit from it. So hatzodon chayiv, shebe minay nitzot. V'achoyivol behem chayiv. V'achoyivol behem chayiv. Now, let us, Rashi speaks about making a chabura. Let me just tell you the lashon of Rashi in Parshas Mishpatim. The translation of Chabura is, so Rashi Mishpatim says, and the pasuk Chabura tachas Chabura, this Petza tachas Potza, Chabura tachas Chabura. Petza means a wound that the blood comes out. There's an opening in the skin and the blood comes out. Chabura, Rashi says, he make, Shehadam nitzrar bo ve'eino yoytze. That means the blood clots by the skin, but it does not go out. Ela shema'adim haboso kinegdoi. And when we are speaking of hachoyvul behem, we are speaking about that is exactly what happened, that the skin got red because of the chavole. The dam did not go out, but the skin got red. So let us see what pshat in the mission is. Hachoyvo bem chay. The yesh lahem oyer ki the meforish bigmore. It has oyer. Bahavi le chabura she'ein oy chayzeres. This is a chabura. We just said over Rashi with the taish chabura is makesh adam nitzrobo she'ein oy chayzeres. She'ein oy chayzeres means this will remain. The dam that became nitzra by the oil, this dam is going to remain. So memele, so v'havile teilda de sheichet. So it's a teilda de sheichet. We'll come back 1 minute to say pshat in this Rashi. Lishna achrine, a second pshat Rashi says, kiven the yesh lahem oil. Nitzba ha'oir bedam ha'nitzra, v'chayev mishum tzeveya. So the chayev is al tzeveya. Before we go further, let us see what Tosfos says. Shmoyne shrotzim achayev obem chayev, loshen sheperes akuntres mishum netilis neshame iker, kebedrashti bepere klal godel. So just let us see Tosfos and pere klal godel, to refresh our memory what Tosfos said over there. And Tosfos explains our Mishnah. The Tosfos, the next to the last Tosfos, Kehecha de Litzol Tzivei, Kosher Larid, Mikobak, Malantilas, Dam, Lachayvishim, Natilas, Neshome. Let's not get into the sugya over here. Venire, Keloshin, Acher, Sheperish, Pekuntres, Peper, Bereish, Meinish, Rotzim, the chayvul bem chayiv mishum david tilde de sheichet. The chayiv mishum netilas neshama. He's chayiv al netilas neshama. And here Tosfos explains, unetilas adam hainu netilas neshama. That's when I'm extracting the dam, that is called I'm taking neshama. Kidechsiv ki hadam hu anefesh. Now, ulekach, ches shrotzim, sheyesh lahem oyer, chayev benitzrar hadam. If the oyer is holding back the dam from coming out, Aval pisha lo yot. So even though the dam did not go out, so where's the netilas neshama? The kiven shen nitzra soifa ilotzeis. That means it left the basar, it is now underneath the skin, it will not circulate again, it will not get back into the system. The oir is ma'akibit, that it doesn't go out completely. Eventually it's going to go out of the system, but it won't go back into the bloodstream. So memela, there was an atilas neshama. There was an atilas neshama over here. V'shav shrotzim she'ein lehem oir, but the other shrotzim that don't have oir, ein echayiv ad she'yetze mehem bam. If they don't have oil, so you only chayv if the dam goes out completely. Avol benitzra radam v'lo yotzo lo mechayev the kivin shelo yotzo, since it didn't penetrate the outer surface and that's not oil, soif eilachzer. So then the soif is going to be, it can get back into the system. It's going to go back to the circulation. The moya soifai lotzeis hoya yaitse miyat she'ein ha'oir ma'akvai, that the oir is not ma'akivit. So memele, if it didn't go out, it's going to go back into the system. So memele, this is pshat in the Mishnah. Pshat in our Mishnah is by the shmeinish rotzim that since the oir is ma'akiv the nitzra radam, so memele, so yischayev alt netilas nesham. There's a shail over here that the Tosfos Yontov asks, why isn't he a mekalkel? We had before chayvul b'chabura number one is a machlekes. We had on daf kuvav a medal of machlekes, Rab Yehuda and Rab Shimon. Chayvul b'chabura is chayev. If he's a mekalkel. Makalko b'chabur, I'm sorry, Makalko b'chabur ev yischaye. Yehuda holds Yepoter, and the Chachamim holds Yechaye. Rabbi Shimon holds Yechaye. And in Rabbi Shimon, okay, we have a machloikis in Rabbi Shimon holds Yechaye. So according to Rashi, if she will go in a halbetzore, if she will have a stam Mishnah like Rabbi Shimon, so holds Makalko b'chabur ev yischaye. But according to Tosfos, Tosfos holds that Afilo, according to Rabbi Shimon, it's a machloikis, Rabbi Yochanan and Rav Abo, if he's a mekalkul gomo, or if you need al kalponim choyvel v'tzorich lekalboy, according to Shitas HaTosfos, I feel according to Rav Shimon, according to Rabbi Yochanan, you need a tikkun ktsas. So what is the tikkun ktsas over here? This bemesin is Rabbi Kevege Zakasha. Rabbi Kevege asks he asks on HaTosfos Yontov. About al kolponim, this kasher Rabbi Kevege asks, why are you chayev by nitzra radam? In lomdus there's an atilas neshama. Fine, it won't go back into the system. It won't circulate. But lochayri is a mekalkel over here. What's that the law of mesakin given? Okay.